This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on May 19th, 2016. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
The next item on the agenda, which is the proposed statement of policy regarding public disclosure of closed enforcement files, is going to be held over at the request of the Vice Chairman. However, there is a new agenda document that was submitted by Commissioner Weintraub, and I think she wanted to just make a couple of comments about that document.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. First of all, I want to thank my colleagues, Commissioners Goodman and Ravel, for all the work that they've put into their proposals to expand the number of documents that we put on the both the number and the kind of documents that we put on the public record. I think it's a worthwhile endeavor, and I think there are large areas of agreement. And what I have tried to do in order to help to move the ball forward is to try and take to synthesize Commissioner Goodman's suggestions and Commissioner Ravel's suggestions with our old interim disclosure policy and try and put it all together into one document. So it would be easier for, I hope that I've identified areas of agreement. I think it's, you know, possible that we'll need to tweak the language here and there. And I apologize for not getting it around to folks until yesterday. But the goal was to come up with a single policy and to replace the old interim policy with a permanent policy. I thought we were going to do, for years, I thought we were going to do a rulemaking on this. I'm still open to doing a rulemaking on this. Our lawyers tell us we don't have to do a rulemaking on this, that we can do this as a policy. But I think that it's certainly time that we adopt a permanent policy and stop calling it an interim policy. It's been interim for over a decade. And I think it would be useful to the public and to anyone who wants to try and follow what we do around here to have it all in one place, the kind of documents that we are going to put on the public record. So this was an attempt to, as I said, synthesize what had already been put on the table with what we already had on the books and try and move the ball forward in a constructive direction. And I look forward to my colleagues' comments on, and, you know, as I said, it's not intended to be a final document. I assume that there will be little tweaks, but I look forward to my colleagues' comments on that.
Commissioner Ravel.
I'd just like to say that I really welcome the suggestion. I think it's a really good idea. All along, I've said in my concern about these documents, these two disparate documents, is that we should have some kind of a broader, holistic approach rather than incrementally, depending on each person's view about what is important. Instead, it should be a meaningful policy that will help the agency go forward of more robust disclosure. So I think this is a great idea, and I think it's really important that we have a permanent kind of a policy rather than having an interim policy. So I support this. I think it's really a good idea to do this.
Commissioner, I think we're on a constructive path. I still see a few areas of discrepancy, but they're very minor. And so I want to thank both Commissioner Ravel and Commissioner Weintraub for working with me on this, and I think we're moving in a constructive course here.
Then we'll plan on taking this up in the very near future as we have a chance to look at this and figure out where we can reach agreement with respect to our disclosure policy.